Never Trump, never Hillary.
I can't support Hillary Clinton after the way these elections have gone.
I've never been for Hillary, and I will never be for Hillary.
I won't vote for her.
I would have a very, very hard time coming up with a Clinton vote. I tried for the whole year to convince myself.
If the polls come down to with them neck and neck on election day, and I've exhausted every other option I could possibly go, and none of the third party candidates impress me, I'll hold my breath and I'll vote for her.
Hey, I'm Alexis Garcia with Reason TV. We're here at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. But there are a lot of Democrats who aren't really feeling the embrace of the party. And we're right here at City Hall, just right down the street from the Philadelphia Convention Center at the March for Bernie Sanders rally to find out what Sanders supporters think and what they plan on doing next. What was it about Bernie that attracted you to him?
I think for me, it was the collusion of money in politics.
I think that corporate greed is really the issue that I'm most concerned about.
I love that he's calling the truth out about the way our political system works.
Medicare for all, no TPP.
Do you think Hillary Clinton represents any of those ideals that you like?
Absolutely not. Hillary Clinton represents the almighty dollar.
Clinton and the elites in the DNC, they're not interested in that equity for all of America, and they're not interested in taking advantage of this moment. They're interested only in skating by and retaining power.
Clinton needs to earn Sanders delegates' votes, and so far she has not done that.
We saw a couple days ago the DNC email leak. What was your reaction to that?
Outrage, complete outrage.
It was not a surprise, but it was just confirmation of everything we kind of thought.
The DNC has consistently been working against Bernie, so I'm not surprised.
Now we have proof that they were making fun of him, that they were tanking his campaign on purpose. They have been completely unfair to our candidate, and we feel no obligation to vote for them now.
I have seen firsthand how the system is rigged against our citizens, just like it was rigged against Bernie Sanders. He never had a chance.
Donald Trump came out and made a play for Bernie supporters. Would
yeah,
you ever?
Did. No, absolutely not. Donald Trump is a joke.
Donald Trump is a racist. He's a bigoted person.
Trump is a liar, for sure, but also a naked fascist and racist.
Seeing with this election how unpopular Hillary and Trump are, do you think that there is a future for the third party option?
Absolutely. I would love to see at least Gary Johnson get into the debates and Jill Stein.
Would you ever consider a third party?
I think about that. I haven't made up my mind.
I've been a Democrat for 20 years. I've never voted third party before, so this will be the first election that I vote third party. But my party left me behind. They're obviously deciding that they don't want us on their side. So fine, then we'll walk.
I would definitely look to third party. And ironically, you know, people think it's a dangerous time for that. I think it's potentially an opportunity for that. If Stein, for example, can get into the debate, she has a footing to carry on the Sanders message.
I plan to vote for Jill Stein in the general election.
I lean most towards Jill Stein if I vote for anyone at all, because the Jill Stein platform is the one that is simply the one most morally acceptable to me in November.
And I can't help but notice, because your sign looks familiar.
Sure.
It's the Ron Paul kind of logo. Were you a Paul supporter?
No, I would say libertarianism and the Pauls is not the direction that would benefit most people in the country equitably.
But sure. We've seen Gary Johnson. He's actually polling pretty close to getting into the debate.
Sure.
If he became a viable option, would that choice be at all interesting to you, or would it be like a lesser of three evils?
So if David Duke polled enough to get onto the debate stage, I wouldn't really look at him as the lesser of three evils. Gary Johnson, as far as I know, also espouses horrible things that would serve America not morally correctly.
Between Trump, Clinton, and Johnson, would he be an option?
He would be, although I don't support libertarian policies, but I think he's actually better than either one of them.
I think the guy's a good guy. I like his social issues stances. I don't think I can support a libertarian candidate.
Over Hillary or Trump, absolutely. I have some libertarian tendencies, for sure.
I think I'm, you know, going to explore every option before I would even consider exploring Hillary as, you know, somebody I would ever vote for.